Let's head out to the Central Goldfields Shire now and say good morning to the CEO, Lucy Roffey. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Hey, a lot happening in the lead-up and the pre-16 days of activism. It's a huge time of the year right around the region.
That's right. So 16 days of activism is opportunity to have conversations around violence against women and girls, and it runs from November 25 through to December 10. So again, this year we've partnered with Zonta and also Women's Lottamelli Health as well, and got a number of really great activities that people can get involved in. Particularly, there's some good training activities this year. So there's domestic violence awareness training, which was a two-day workshop. That was yesterday and today. So it's a bit late to enroll for that, but it's really helpful training for people who work with domestic violence victims. But we've also got our annual, we've got our Zonta Flowerbed launch tomorrow at from 11 to 12. There's also an online webinar on Tuesday the 30th of November, Experiences of Refugee Women, with guest speaker Nardol Nguyen, and another online workshop on Wednesday the 1st of December, which is an introduction to gender equality and respect. The other thing I think is really interesting, we've got a free self-defence class on Thursday the 2nd of December at 5 o'clock. So that's working with the founder of WISE, which is a self-defence organisation. And it's for women with women in the community with any ability. So there's also allowance there for people who have a disability. So lots and lots of different things there, bystander training as well. And a consortium talks consent. So really focused this year on having lots of conversations and people really understanding what gendered violence is all about.
Yeah, I think one of the important things too, I see one of the activities too is involving youth activities, and I think that's very important, educating the next generation coming through as well.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I think also that session on consent is really important for young people as well. It's a very difficult time when you're growing up and understanding that, and it can be really complex. So I agree, having young people understand gender-based violence from a young age is very important. And a lot of them also sometimes experience, you know, violence in the home as well. And so it's understanding what that really looks like and making sure that they seek help and talk to people about it so that it doesn't have long-lasting impacts on them.
Yep, hear, hear. Now, the other news is the scooter strategy. Now, this is the e-scooters. I must admit, somebody was showing me one the other week and helmeted up and all that sort of stuff. But, geez, they can go. You know, some of them, like, what, 25, 30 Ks or whatever, which, you know, when you're on them, seems like you're going very, very fast and obviously can cause potential dangerous situations too.
Well, that's right, and I don't think they're supposed to be flying around that fast most of the time, particularly when they're on our footpaths. But we had one of our councils go out with someone last week on a scooter just to really understand the experience that people have. And you can imagine as you're trying to navigate footpaths and, you know, even down retail strips, and people might have things out on the pavement, which seems fantastic for their customers but isn't really great for people on scooters. So this strategy is to have a look at all the things that we can do to improve their experience and to help people get around. So whether it's pedestrian crossings, just where the footpaths are and if they all link up, we're going to be looking at all of that. So we've got an online survey. It can also be picked up from our customer service centre, and we'd really like to hear from people who use motorised scooters just to find out about their experience and the things that we can improve around the Shire.
Yeah, well, obviously I was talking about the sort of the two-wheeled e-scooters, but yeah, it must be very difficult for a lot of people in the mobility scooters getting around, and, you know, things get very, very tight in shopping centres and shops and roads and streets and all sorts of stuff. So yeah, I think it's very worthwhile, not just for those in the mobility scooter, but also for those who are able-bodied but need to be aware of them as well and their needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's very important too. I think we sort of sometimes don't understand the experience of other people. I think I've been involved before too, where we've all got on the scooters and actually ridden around so that you can actually understand that experience from the perspective of the person. I think that's sometimes really helpful for understanding, isn't it?
Yeah, most certainly. Lucy, always good to chat. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great, thanks a lot. Bye.
Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Central Victoria.